G'day everyone, this is Benjamin, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to my audio review of the new Australian comedy That's Not My Dog, which stars Shane Jacobson, Paul Hogan, Steve Vizard, Jim Owen, and so many more. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off IMDb, is as follows. That's Not My Dog is a joyous comedy that celebrates our love of joke telling. The film centers around the lovable Shane Jacobson, playing himself, who is throwing a party. Invited are the funniest people Shane knows, compromising of Australia's biggest stars, along with several Australian music legends playing their biggest hits live, right throughout the party. The invite that goes out is clear. Don't bring meat, we'll provide the beer. Just come armed with nothing but the funniest jokes you've ever heard. Shane will take care of the rest. It'll be a night of great friends telling the world's funniest jokes over a beer and barbecue. Now, when it comes to comedy, if you ask me personally, like, what are one of the best qualities that I would say about my home country of Australia is definitely our sense of humour. And we have a really sort of a rich tapestry of humour here in Australia. Because we are the kind of nation that we love a good joke, and we're not afraid to sort of poke fun of ourselves as well in terms of achieving a good laugh. And of course, you know, we've also created probably some of the most popular comedies over the last 20, 30 years with the likes of The Castle, The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Muriel's Wedding, and so many more. And of course, the classic Crocodile Dundee as well. But at the same time, though, when it comes to our sort of comedy films, like even though we've delivered so many great ones, we have probably delivered so many average to really bad ones as well. So I was very curious to see how That's Not My Dog would turn out. But what made me really interested in this film was basically the premise of the film, which basically, I mean, this isn't a film that's not built on story, not built on plot, not built on character. In a lot of ways, it's a very experimental film. And that's what kind of drew me into this film in the first place, was that basically what it is just 90 minutes of Australia's funniest comedians and biggest celebrity personalities coming together and just telling jokes for 90 minutes. Like, that concept alone was very intriguing for me. But I was also curious to see how it would turn out. Like, would it work really well or won't it? Now, having seen the film, unfortunately, I have to say, this film, as painful it is for me to say, I didn't think it was good at all. And here's the thing, though. And this is the funny part as well, is that the main reason why I don't think this film worked for me at all is also the main reason what drew me to it in the first place, which of course is the premise. Like, as I said before, it's basically 90 minutes of Australia's biggest comedy acts coming together and just telling jokes for 90 minutes. And for the first 20, 25 minutes or so, it's actually quite intriguing. But unfortunately, this is the main problem with this film, is that this is kind of one of those premises that should have just been a half hour film, or even like a documentary, because as a 90 minute film, it just doesn't really work. And after a while, it kind of just stretches itself out so thin that it just becomes a bit dull after a while and very repetitive as well. And also, what's also disappointing about the film is that with a film that's basically built on jokes, and one of the key things that I've read about the film, it's basically over the course of its running time, about at least 86 different jokes are told throughout the course of the film. But unfortunately, though, the main problem is that there's a lot more misses than hits. Like, there are some jokes that do land pretty well, and I did get a big chuckle out of, but unfortunately a lot of them were just fell flat for me as a viewer. And after a while, like I said, the film definitely drew me in for most of the film, but after a while it just got to the point where it just got really tedious really fast. And it's just when you're watching the film, you're seeing all these great comedic acts, and believe me, this film has a huge all-star cast, with the likes of Shane Jacobson, Paul Hogan, Steve Vizard. I'm just reading off some of the names right now just to give you an indication of who else is in this film. Also, Michaela Barnes, Fiona O'Loughlin, Tim Ferguson, Limo, Jamoan, Paul Fennec, Rob Carlton, Christy Whelan-Brown, Genevieve Morris. There's so many great comedic talents in this film. And you would think with all these people in the film together, you would have something really special and really just gut-punchingly funny. But unfortunately, it just completely falls flat. And I think another main reason for that is like, besides, you know, it's kind of a one-joke premise that stretches itself out for way too long and becomes tedious and repetitive, is that for me, the best type of films, especially ones that are fun, are ones that make you feel like you're there with the characters and enjoying what's going on. But unfortunately, when it's just basically a bunch of people just standing around telling jokes, like, I've been around situations like that and many times in my life as well, and those are just fun. But when you're kind of watching people do it on screen, it's not really all that fun at all, and it just becomes rather dull. And after a while, it just seems like a lot of the comedians on screen were basically just to a point where they were just laughing at their own jokes. And for me, it just became kind of a little obnoxious as well, which is a shame because, like I said, there's so much great comic talent in this film. But unfortunately, the combination of all of them just didn't really work at all. And also, it's kind of a confusing film as well because director Dean Murphy, who previously directed two other well-known comedies in Australia, like Strange Bedfellows and Charlie in Boots. Like, him and Shane Jacobson, who was also the producer, and both of them came up with the story for this film, you're never really sure, like, what type of film is this? Is it a documentary? Is it just a sort of a rather loose, almost Richard Linklater kind of vignette film where all these different jokes are kind of linked to each other? But at the film never really decides what it is, because it's not a documentary at all, because there is this sort of emotional pull through throughout the whole film between Shane Jacobson and his dad and his real life father, Ron Jacobson. And to me, that aspect of the film was I found the most effective. Like, even though I kind of wish the film explored that a little bit more, and you're kind of wondering why are these comedians getting all together, it's because of this little subplot. And for me, the movie kind of goes back to to Ron and Shane sort of talking, and we find out the real reason why this whole sort of barbecue and telling jokes is going on, that I actually was legitimately touched by that. But unfortunately, that revelation comes halfway through the film, and we still got another 45 minutes of the film to go. And unfortunately, yeah, and we never really go back to it after that, which is a shame, because to me, it's that aspect of the film. If it was stretched out from the entire film, it probably would have worked, since it's like our emotional sort of pull through throughout the whole film. And also, you got all these scenes where all the comedians telling jokes, and also at the same time, you got all these sort of concert scenes with these great musical acts like the Black Sorrows, Adam Brand, and so many others, like, playing in between all the jokes. And the musical scenes are enjoyable to watch, and it kind of reminded me a little bit of Dave Chappelle's Block Party in that regard. But at the same time, though, it's not really all that needed. And that's kind of the main problem. Well, there's a lot of problems with the film, as I stated before. But the overall feeling of this film, it just felt pointless. And that's kind of how I felt about the film overall, is that it's a rather pointless film. Like, I don't know what this film... I mean, I guess the whole point of the film is like... is that the whole idea of all of us coming together, hanging out as a group, and just telling stories and jokes and all that. And that's like a thing I can get behind for sure. But unfortunately, when you kind of watch it on screen in a 90-minute film, it just doesn't work at all. And in the end, it just ends up being a rather unnecessary kind of pointless and rather tedious watch for me as a viewer. And which is a shame, because I will say this, like, some of the jokes are actually kind of funny, like, even though they're kind of more misses than hits, and the best ones are kind of sort of few and far between. But when they actually hit, they hit really well. I will say this, though. There's these two comedians. I can't remember which two comedians they were. And the film usually goes back to them every now and again during the course of the film. And they're just, you know, off in a corner by themselves just hanging out. And they tell these kind of really small, simple jokes that are just absolutely hilarious. And they're the ones that actually got to me the most. Like, for example, one of the jokes is like, I recently read a book about anti-gravity. I couldn't put it down. Like, it's those kind of really simple but effective jokes. Like, but those were the ones that made me laugh the most. And whenever we go back to these two characters, that to me was where the film shined the most. But when we go back to all the other ones, it just kind of hit and miss, but mainly missed. So, overall, that's not my dog. Like, I give it credit for being an ambitious experiment of a film and being unique compared to other Australian comedies that we've made throughout the last couple of years. But unfortunately, it's a rather kind of, you know, tedious, pointless and repetitive mess that just has no reason to being in the end. Like, I feel like this probably would have worked a lot better as either like a TV special or as a documentary. But as a feature film, yeah, it just doesn't work, unfortunately. But it does have its positive points, but yeah, they're kind of few and far between, though. So if I had to give That's Not My Dog a rating, I give it about 2 out of 5. Like I said, there are some jokes that I did finally that did get a giggle out of me, and that kind of saves the film from being giving it a lower rating. And also that sort of a little subplot between Shane Jacobson and his dad. But other than that, yeah, it's a rather pointless film, unfortunately. So, that's the end of my audio review of That's Not My Dog. I hope you guys all enjoyed it, and I'll see you all later. See you guys. Bye.